is prayer time. There's a wonderful category of prayer. They're called entreaties or vigyaptis, where the devotees beg Radha and Krishna for something. Shri Radha Krishna Pada Kamale Mana Kemone Labive Charama Sharana. O mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna? I think this is the prayer of any genuine devotee. They will think, how will we in the end become successful really and really live happily in the shade of the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. I have had the desire to take shelter of those lotus feet since time immemorial, but up to this day this wretched servant simply is waiting. O Radhe, O Krishna Chandra, life and soul of the devotees, please give this most sinful person bhakti to both of you. Now when the devotee turns like this to Radha and Krishna, their hearts is melted. He continues, please do not neglect me, saying that I'm devoid of bhakti. Instead, give this ignorant person your auspicious instructions on spiritual knowledge. Please give this servant, who is afflicted by the thirst for material enjoyment, the qualification to serve in your loving pastimes. I think in one of the Kartik inspirations I expressed what the devotee does in Vrindavan. He gives his best to come as far as it's possible to make contact with Radha and Krishna. But alas, although we give our best, we come to the wall of our limitations and we just simply can't go further. Have you seen this? No? Madhavananda. What? What? not listening.
We give our best,
yeah. We give our best and we come to our limit and we know it's not enough. We can't become Krishna conscious. We just are always standing before the same wall. So in other places, like in the West, what we do at that time is, when we come to our limitation and we cannot make it, we take some distraction. No? We become busy with something else. We keep a garden. We entertain ourselves in some ways. But in Vrindavan, it's not possible. we cannot do things to distract us. So at that time the devotee turns to Radha and Krishna and goes forward and says, please give this servant who is afflicted by the thirst for material enjoyment the qualification to serve in your loving pastimes. The devotee sees
He has not all the time in the world any longer. He says, this restless current of life flows, running into the ocean of time and death. The days that have gone will not come again. Alas, Krishna, what am I to do now? You are the friends of the fallen. Tumi patita janer bandhu. You are the friends of the fallen. I know who you are, my masters. You are indeed the very ocean of kindness. I feel very unfortunate and very foolish. I do not understand even an iota of bhakti, a small portion of bhakti. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Oh, my masters, now I ask you, by virtue of your own greatness, take my soul and make me your own, therefore vanquishing my material sufferings. Please just simply take me and free me from suffering. Give me a perfected spiritual body within the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, and bestow upon me in charity the nectar of service to you. After making me drink prema and thus become spiritually intoxicated, hear me sing your glories. No? Please give me my perfect spiritual body and give me the nectar of service and then give me love. And then I will become intoxicated and then I will sing. Please engage me in service to you in the arena of the rasa dance. This unworthy maid servant of Sri Lalita Sakhi, Bhaktivinod, begs you by clasping your lotus feet. This is a very nice prayer. It can be found on 120, page 120 of this prayer book. And it is prayed by a devotee who needs some mercy. Which book? This. You have? We have. 120. It's nice, no? It's really like when you have come to the wall, and or when you have come to your limitations, then it's time to really sit down and pray. And usually they will answer quite quickly, but of course it's up to them when they will answer. Sometimes they may wait until they have the feeling that we are very serious, but eventually they will answer. Good, my dear devotees, today I made a very interesting experience. I'm a little tired today, and I think we will end here. Hare Krishna.